Now, you have to protect your wool clothing from the what?
Moss.
Just one of them would be a... what we could call just one of them.
I think you'd call it the moss, wouldn't you?
You never say Miller.
Oh yeah, I heard him call that too. Uh-huh.
But what would your father say?
Oh, I don't know. I expect you to say Miller.
Now, these little bugs that fly around and at night, you can see them, they turn on a light.
Lightning bugs.
Call it anything else?
Some of them call them fireflies.
But what was the old term?
I think the old term was firebugs. Or lightning, I wouldn't say. I think we call them both. We used to catch them in bottles. Put them in the bottle and lights, you know.
What are the different kinds of stinging insects?
Stinging insects? Well, a bumblebee will sting you. A honeybee will sting you. And a wasp will sting you. A yellow jacket will sting you.
What's a wasp nest like?
Well, it's made kind of in a comb shape.
Where would it be built usually?
Well, it'll be built under a nail tie or if there's a board up off the ground a little bit so there's plenty of air under it, they'll build them under there sometimes where it don't touch the ground. Generally under a nail tie in a building.
Did you ever get stung by one?
Yes, I got stung with one here about a year ago. It never hurt me though. They generally swat you. They'll swat you if they sting you in the face. And they hurt. But this one never made me swell.
Is that right?
Stung me on the hand.
You just knew it stung you and that was all?
That is all.
There's generally one that stings worse than a wasp.
Well, I don't know. A hornet, they say a hornet will sting you, but I never was stung by one.
What's a hornet's nest like?
Oh, it's made out of this stuff that used to grow on the fence rails. And oh, they're as big as a gallon bucket. And they're generally pointed. They fasten them on a tree limb. There used to be one over here along the...
You know, I've never seen one.
Well, I've seen them, and I was going to get that one. Somebody beat me to it.
How do you get it?
Well, you just get it when the weather's cold. Hang it up somewhere.
Do you ever hear of anything called a mud dauber?
Yeah. They build their nests out of mud. And they build it on a... Well, they'll build it. It's an old coat or something hanging up in the garage or a shed. They'll build in there.
Is that right?
They'll build on a wall, just in a shed.
What's the difference between them and a wasp?
Well, a wasp is brown. The same mud dauber won't sting you. I never tried them. A mud dauber is blue color, and a wasp is brown.
I see.
And I think a wasp uses a little mud in their dampness in their nests. I've seen them. Around with a puddle of water. Because you're getting something out of the water.
Now, some people get little fish out of streams used for bait. What?
They get minnows.
Now, if your wife didn't sweep out the corners of the room every so often,
cobwebs.
And outside, you call them what?